Job stared at the floor. Later, he told me that he was blown away by how honest and gracious Gates had just been. Jobs was equally honest, though not quite as gracious, when his turn came. He described the great divide between the Apple theology of building end-to-end integrated products and Microsoft's openness to licensing its software to competing hardware makers. In the music market, the integrated approach, as manifested in his iTunes iPod package, was proving to be the better, he noted, but Microsoft's decoupled approach was faring better in the personal computer market. One question he raised in an offhand way was, which approach might work better for mobile phones? Then he went on to make an insightful point. This difference in design philosophy, he said, led him and Apple to be less good at collaborating with other companies. Because Woz and I started the company based on doing the whole banana, we weren't so good at partnering with people, he said. And I think if Apple could have had a little more of that in its DNA, it would have served it extremely well.